you gotta wait. We're recorded, so you can't banter. Or you can, because they like that more.
Yeah.
That was speaking. Pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie. That was pissed me off.
What's that? Oh, how I didn't edit her right away? So we just got done a video of Gia farting in my mouth. And in that video, it's because I'm addicted to the vape. And she's trying to help me quit vaping. So the strategy is basically associate her farts in my mouth with the same as the vape.
Right.
I don't think it worked.
Clearly.
You know, let me get a hit of that vape, dude. Nah. Bro.
I need more of it.
All right, well, then Gia, give me a fart.
Hello? Right.
Is it on? Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting right now.
I had no idea.
We are podcasting right now. This is the intro where we have that beginning chat for just a couple minutes.
I had no idea.
We had to listen to Snickers cry at the door because nobody wanted to take him out.
He didn't
all
cry.
Day?
He didn't cry at the door at all until right now.
Well,
Mom and Dad.
Right. Now you know the pain.
There you have it. Yeah. You know, what's going on? What do we have? Any updates on your bike?
Insurance claim went through.
Yay. Update to Gia. Jay's bike was stolen.
This is
like
so
motorcycle, not like motorcycle, not like a tricycle.
Like a motorcycle was stolen out front of his house, just like chilling out front of his crib.
Thanks for
clarifying. His tricycle got stolen.
And somebody just fucking jacked that shit.
My unicycle got stolen. Damn it.
Just drove up in a truck. Two people probably lifted it up and just chucked it in there.
Took it. Claim went through. I'm going to get,
What are you getting back? Are you getting the same price, what you put into it? Or
so it pays off the rest of it and I get more than I expected.
Okay. So,
nice.
So that's good.
But I probably won't get another bike.
Yeah.
Probably
but at least, I mean, bright side is now you have like a little chunk of change sitting there,
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of.
It is a bright side.
You know, it's a bright side. It's
a negative
to,
Nancy.
He's bummed. He's like, bro, yeah. I want my fucking bike.
I got
bike.
More than I expected and I'm still like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad, but at the same time, like, got a chunk of change that you can
have
fun with. You know what I mean?
So yeah, exactly. Cool. Right.
You know, it's always good. Would you mind taking him out while we continue to pod?
Seriously?
Yeah. Look at you. You're all wrapped up, warm and comfy, cozy,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly. So perfect. Why the hell do I want to move?
Yeah. Well, you just got to get up and just, weeds and cheese it, dog.
Nah, I'm good.
All right. We'll just let him cry through the pod. It's cool. You know, hopefully it's not too loud for y'all.
It doesn't bother me.
No?
I'll just cry with him.
All right. That's cool. That's perfect.
That's the theme of this podcast.
That's perfect.
He's the moods.
Yeah. That's fine. He's chilling. So, Gia, what's going on? How do you like farting in faces for a day?
It's interesting, it's definitely different. Trying to get you to quit the vape was...
Yeah. I could tell that while I was wrapped in bondage, because even before that video, when I wanted the vape, she'd either give me a hit, or she would, put it in my mouth, take it out, put it in my mouth, take it, put it
yeah,
in my mouth,
he was
out.
Like...
She was, fucking with me hard, and I was like, bro, let me just get a fucking hit, dude, please.
Yeah.
I'm dying here.
Okay, so it's so personal, because I used to vape, right? But I quit cold turkey one day. I was like, dude, fuck this. It makes me feel bad, and, whatever, so...
It's impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive.
He was tied down, all fours, and he was like, yo, please, can I get a bomb? Can I please hit the vape?
Get
like,
the stick, bro.
I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I'm like teasing him with it. Let him hit it, pull out. Let him hit it, pull it out. Let him hit it, pull it out, dude.
That's just what we have to do.
He was not happening.
You're just going to have to get tied to the bed all day.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Then, yeah, 2 weeks, and then you'll be like, all right.
I feel like this one is so sassy. He's not going to have that.
No. Me. Sassy.
Very.
Sassy.
Oh, yeah, child.
He gets it from me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, right after, what is it? What time is it? Is it 6 o'clock? So, right when 5:59 hit and 6 hit, I was like, okay, here comes the sass. And you were just Mr. Sassy Pants.
Yeah.
And you admitted to it. You were like, I get a little sassy after 6.
Listen. Listen. I said that.
Yeah.
There's a specific time.
She was like, here comes the sass.
I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm feeling a little sassy.
We have a face-sitting video to do after this, and I'm terrified of the sass that's going to be coming
out. I get sassy, but I get sassy at, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't wait till 6.
But you have, a different kind of sass. You have, a potato sass, where you become, a potato. She just becomes mean and scary.
I know. We were filming, and I was like, wait, I don't remember if I can hit him or not.
literally,
am I allowed to slap you in the face?
Literally, I was, laying there tied up. I was laying there tied up. And she was like, can you fucking struggle? And I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, damn, bro. Shit, these are my videos. I decide if we struggle or not. And she's out here like, hey, I'm the director now, motherfucker.
No, when he told me that I was allowed to direct, I said, oh, okay. Say less.
That's awesome.
It was funny. It was good. What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. Joined with me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Scarlett Faye.
What up?
And today we are joined by our guest, Gia. How do I say it?
Akia.
Aquila. Wonderful. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I've been saying her name wrong. She's starting to get really mad. And we still have another video to do. And I think that she's going to take it out on me, and I'm scared. So it is Akia.
Akia.
Akia. Like the star. Wonderful.
Like the what?
The store, the IKEA. Store.
Oh, I thought you said like the star.
IKEA, it's just IKEA.
I think she's more mad.
IKEA. Yeah,
if I call out for help.
You're literally about to get saran wrapped in my ass. Like, this is such a
dangerous problem. If I call out for help.
Nobody will help you.
No, you have to, Scarlett. You have to. You have to come save me. Because she's supposed to get sweaty for it. And I'm not going to get into it. You'll see it on clipsresale.com. Where was I going with this? I don't remember. Anyway, how you been, dear?
I've been great.
How's your day going? How's the day? How you like farting in my face?
It's going great. You know, it's been really interesting farting on somebody for several hours.
It's intense, right?
But yeah, it's definitely really intense. But I'm having a fucking blast, to be honest. This shit is funny.
Let me ask you this. What do you like better, mouth farts or nose farts?
I think I like the mouth farts better. Mouth farts? I'm not going to lie.
You big fan of the echo?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Scarlett's favorite part too. Scarlett likes
the
echo.
And the cheeks, when the cheeks ripple, like my cheeks ripple and then his cheeks ripple. And I'm like, oh my God, this is
chaos. So there was two farts that I can remember where it literally filled my mouth and the fart was still going and it came out the sides. And I was like, bruh, I was like, I'm dying here. It was
wild. That's the best when you can hear it escaping the sides.
When it makes that sound, that's just crazy.
It does, but then it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just tight. Let me ask you this. When was the first time you heard that like farting was a fetish?
So the first time I heard farting was a fetish was in 2018. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that I got asked to do a custom.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
And yeah, it was a farting custom.
What did they want? Like a 10-minute video of you farting in someone's face?
No. So they just wanted a fart on film. So just basically what I would do is just, you know, I would get ready. I'm like, oh my God, okay, now I have to fart. Here it comes. Get my phone out, swipe to the camera, record it really quick, end it.
Like big farts, or were they just like brrr?
No, they were like regular farts.
Just like little birdies.
Or whatever. Yep. Or if they were silent ones, he wanted to hear the obviously the louder the better, whatever. But
you did a in my face earlier. And like went right into my nose in a thong, and I was like, "Bruh,
that was probably the worst one all day."
So bad, oh my God, dude. It was gnarly. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was probably the worst one.
Yeah, let me get the vape, dude.
Oh my gosh,
bro, she just took
cheesy.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right? Like, how are you gonna just take it from me?
Nar.
It's the support from my
friends. I'm already over you.
You know,
I am already over you.
She's about to clock out. Come on, bro.
She'd be clocked out all day.
You know what?
She's been potatoing it.
Just so everybody knows.
Actually, she has been.
We've already done a 30-minute podcast, but it didn't record.
Break the fucking ice. Thank you.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm so angry. We got it. I wasn't going to
roast the producer.
I'm so right. angry.
It's not
here.
The producer. It's the machine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the producer.
I didn't get that reinforcement from anyone else.
Nah, I think they both are pissed off at you.
Right.
Yeah. Nor.
Akia was pissed.
No way. He still got that. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to remember that for fucking tomorrow all day while we're filming.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
We have another full
day of filming.
She's going to be trying to shit herself the entire day.
Like, can I? Okay, but like, can I actually slap him in the face?
What? In a video, maybe. Not just right now.
Okay, Jesus. Yeah. It's all just...
Jesus, you know.
I mean, the don't care, but I don't want to say yes and then him get mad at me.
Yeah. He's like, you know? Wait.
You ain't gotta hurt, man. Jeez, you know.
I just know.
Just slap his butt. That won't hurt.
Next time we scheduling you for 7 a.m. so that we're done by 6 p.m. sass.
That's 6 p.m. sass.
6 p.m. sass.
Hello. Take the sass.
Scheduled sass.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well then 6 p.m. is gonna move to 4 p.m. So I don't know what to tell you.
You can't say it.
No.
You can't say it.
I'll be laying there tied up, and then her sass will come out, and I'll be like, "Oh no, end it."
You'll just see her transform.
We're done.
Her
we're
eyes
done.
Will change colors.
I'll be like, "We're done for the day." She's like, "We ain't fucking done."
I'm just hulking out.
Yeah, we ain't done yet, boy. You tied up. I'll hear the door lock. Scarlett, save me. Scarlett ain't coming.
That was really great. Like when he got tied up and he was like, or no, it was the second that he said, "You can do whatever you want in this video." I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, these are both the same. Oh, we're in there. Rank. That's so cool. Earlier,
it's
I
the same set, but like.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're not. I like how it's like broken up in the middle. That's cool. Up on the top.
Thanks. It's
yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Shout out to Shithead.
Who?
That's Shithead. What Shit said.
Shithead?
Yeah,
Shithead.
I call him Shithead because he's shit, bro.
Thank you, Shithead. We appreciate that, man. They're really
Shout
cool
out
rings.
To Shithead.
Are they real diamonds?
No, so they're Swarovski crystals.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for like the men in this room who have no crystal. Idea what that means?
Right.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
Is that?
Yeah, Swarovski is a store.
It's like a $4 ring.
No, how
okay, so that's what I'm asking.
It's
is,
not like diamond expensive. But
yeah, but
yeah. They're a couple hundred
but
dollars.
But they're nice, yeah. For, okay, yeah. That was the question. Yeah,
nice. Got so vibrant yeah. as soon as so intense. $4.
Like, I ain't wearing no ratchet-ass $4 rings.
No, because that man, like, Shithead literally has spent so much money on my Swarovski. I'm like, bro, put some fucking respect on this shit.
Peter
like,
Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Why?
Yep. I don't know. I felt the need to say it, and it felt important.
But I can't. I don't do it anymore because it doesn't make any sense.
The Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers?
You can pick peppers, but you can't pick pickled peppers because you pickle the peppers after they're picked.
You understand that Peter can, though.
No, Peter can't because yeah. it's not humanly possible.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
You pickle them after they're picked.
Okay, but that accent is literally so good.
There you go.
Like, it's not Peter, though.
That's
Peter Piper. He picked a pack of pickled fucking peppers.
Stop giving him compliments.
He picked a peck because I feel like the accent fits him so well.
Like, I'll talk to the accent the rest insane. Of the day.
It looks like he talks like that.
Uh-huh. That would be cool if you just start talking like that forever.
Is it a Scottish accent? Or is it more of like a Peter
I
Piper?
I feel like it's Irish.
Irish. I do have Irish blood in me, you know?
Okay. Oh, maybe it is Scottish. Girl, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't
you
know
have
the
other
difference.
Accents
is there a difference?
That you do, what? Too.
I mean, I have other voices that I can do. Like, I can do Herbert from Family Guy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Right.
Different things and things, and I can do Peter Griffin's laugh, you know, all yeah. different sort of just things.
All different
know?
Sort of things.
Peter Piper picked peckle.
So,
peppers.
Question for you.
Shoot.
Is this the most you've been intimidated by sass?
The second most. The first, the most, well, by sass, absolutely, but Constance yeah. is terrifying to work with. Constance gives no fuck. She's just like, she's been doing this shit for like 20 years, and she's just like, fucking smacking and tickling and hitting and fucking, I'm just like, oh, I'm just me and Scarlett were terrified.
Yeah, because I was subbing at that point, crazy. And I was like, get her off me.
We scheduled her again for in like March.
Oh Lord!
And as soon as we did, you were there when we scheduled her.
Yeah, but I don't remember what I ate today. And as okay, soon as, I don't remember who
as
scheduled.
As soon as we scheduled
March.
Her, I hit up one of our female subs. I was like, hey, need you to come work this day because it's not gonna be me under her. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I think she's yeah. the reason I stopped subbing.
She is scary, oh, man. She's scary.
Yeah, because she does, like, I felt like I couldn't breathe, and like I would tap her, like, and she didn't get
she's
up.
She's like, oh, do you need air? It's like, no, like, I genuinely need air. I'm dying down here. Please help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was mad funny. That's why, like, whenever I need air, I'm like, all right, I have 5 more seconds of air, so then I'll tap then, in case they're like, oh, do you need air? And it's like, yes, I do, please.
Yeah, I
you
did
know?
Notice that. Your tap outs aren't, like, mm-hmm. real tap outs. You're like, okay, really politely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Exactly.
I yeah. want you like,
yeah,
bitch. Just grab it, throw you
get
off.
Up, get up. I'm dying here.
Ferociously turning your head, like yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I eat that up.
If you so next time, now you know is stay seated for an additional 5-10 seconds, and you'll get that fucking tap out.
Okay.
You will get that fucking tap out.
Why would you
tell
her that?
Why would
I don't
you
know.
Especially because you have another Why? Video to do with her, and it's after 6 p.m. So that was really stupid.
The way that I'm actually so sadistic, and you're just like feeding into that is fucking great. Like yeah,
not great.
Yeah, you did it to yourself though. So
this is my favorite.
It's me.
I think
being,
he's sticking around. For
me
that
being
video.
Blunt. Right. Me being so blunt and honest never helps me.
No.
Never. No. It gets me in a lot of trouble.
It's yeah. a good quality though.
Oh.
Regardless of the Maybe. Trouble.
I appreciate that.
Damn it! Compliments.
You blocked off our anniversary dates though, right?
For the 24th of March.
Excuse me.
23rd of March.
23rd?
24th or 23rd?
I think it's the 24th.
I think it's 23rd.
I thought it was the 24th.
No, it happened in it's 24 because it was 20. It wouldn't be, we would remember if it was 23-23. You know what I mean?
Yes, like I said,
so
the
it'd
24.
Be 24-23. But you also said, I think. Did you let, are you letting one out? You getting a?
I'm actually about to.
Oh,
put
yeah.
the mic there.
Yeah, get, in, get into the mic.
I'm gonna just fucking bend down to the mic.
You can come put it in my face. That'd be funny.
There you go.
You
no,
do you.
No one can see it. Yeah, just make sure. And
the
it's on
lean.
The record, so
the
now
lean.
Everyone can say.
The lean is the best, bro.
Okay,
the
seriously, lean. Like when you see these videos, in every single video that I'm doing, I'm literally leaning over to get the fucking fart out, like every time. It's just
I do a I lean forward and then I can come back up and fart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was trying, girl, I was in one of these videos. I'm like leaning forward, leaning back. I'm hunching over a little bit. I'm like, damn, I'm like, what's going to get it? Yeah, because
when you're just sitting there, like, you have to get them to move. You can't just sit there. They don't.
I started like tapping on my stomach. I'm like,
hello in there.
And it was working too. Oh, I said, okay.
Well, hello down there. Come on out and play. Yes, I took off our anniversary dates. I took off, I almost scheduled somebody for some February 14th. I was like, no, wait, that's Valentine's Day. You know, so.
That'd be weird.
You
know,
your boy's smart. Your boy's smart. All right.
That would be weird. Yeah. Like, go home.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
No offense, no offense, no offense if you listen to this.
Oh, what about the single ladies?
What about the single ladies?
You know what I mean?
Well, they should be out.
Single ladies out here trying to make some bread.
They should be watching Valentine's Day at home with a box of chocolates.
Well, if it makes you feel any better.
Because that's what I did when I was single.
They should be farting in public.
Get those men. Attract the
men. They should be farting on somebody's chocolate.
Siren call.
Exactly.
Yep. What was it like the first time that you shit in somebody's face?
Oh my God, actually it was fucking crazy because what was going through my head was no way this man's about to eat my shit. Like, yeah. It was also just like exhilarating and I was like, dude, what is he looking at? Like, is he looking at my asshole? Like, he has to be looking at it, right? You know, like.
So walk me through it. Was it a toilet, a smother box? Did you hover over him? Did he, no, did you shit in a toilet? And he was like,
like cereal. Ew. That's actually a great idea and I'm going to use that. So there you thanks. Go. No, it was using a toilet chair, and I was just sitting over him, and
like the one that we have, similar to that.
Yeah, similar to that. It was like a maybe like a $40 chair on Amazon or something. Nothing, nothing's taking a beating.
Okay. So like, I'm a big fan of the idea of it, of like being under the chair and staring at a butthole, because like girls' buttholes are so nice compared to like my butthole or a man's butthole.
Yes, your
butthole's disgusting. But like a girl's butthole is beautiful. You know, so the idea of like laying there looking up at the butthole and it's looking at you and it's just like, oh man, like, can I give you a kiss?
And
you
then
know?
What if it starts to shit?
And then it starts to shit. That's where it turns all bad for me. And that's where I check out. I'm like, I'm out, you know? But like, so I can understand that aspect. But then I can understand the aspect of like staring at it, being like, oh, it's so beautiful. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get some chocolate ice cream. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand the aspect of that. But like, to go through with it must be crazy. Cause
you
like,
said you tried everything.
Not so. That.
Oh,
but you will try it.
Yeah,
though.
You will.
You will try it.
What about
like you will try it.
Chocolate.
You will try it.
You will.
You will.
Yeah, what you
about,
have to.
Like golden showers.
Oh, well, that's. Come on.
I would do it. I would do a golden shower.
Although there's people who like prefer the poo versus the pee. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know how that makes sense to me.
See, I would do a golden shower, but I wouldn't put it in my mouth. I would just put it like all over my face. And
I don't know if
I'd be fine with that. But
you like it either way, just be fine with
I wouldn't be able to jerk off to it later on, but I would be sports. I'd be fine with it.
Have you peed in like, someone's mouth?
Oh yeah they love golden showers.
So
I
hold
love
on
pissing on people. It's literally so great.
Hold on, swing it on back because I still got questions about the boobies. All right,
whose boobs?
The poopies.
I was like, boobs? Okay.
Not your boobies. You have very nice boobies, but no, we're talking about
poopies.
Okay, so the first time you went in there, he was laying underneath,
yeah,
just his face. Did he have any type of mask or anything?
No. Okay. I've done other things though where they have like a funnel,
yeah,
in the mouth.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then I've done like a mask that has a funnel and the tube goes down, and yeah, that was fucking disgusting. But
now, yeah. How much did you shit the first time? Was it a lot of shit? Was it a turd or was it some diarrhea?
No,
or
it was a turd.
A little bit of mix.
It was a turd. I think it was a good amount, actually. I don't really remember the first time.
Are you a logger? Like,
a logger?
A logger, meaning like you put out some good, decent-sized logs?
I can, but honestly, my asshole gets shy. So like, what I'll do is usually like shit like 2/3 of it, and then I'll go back to wherever I'm going and shit the rest of it because, girl, I need some peace. Like,
Yeah, I can't. He's pee shy. I'm poop shy.
Yeah,
I can't poop. Like, even if he's talking to me, I'm like, can you please leave? I cannot get this shit out of my ass.
No, literally, because it's like, it's taken a lot for me to be able to shit in front of somebody. And by a lot, I mean money.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I can't do it, bitch. I'm shy, but I'll pee in front of anybody. It is what it is.
Yeah,
so.
I can pee anywhere, that's anytime. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So then my last question would be two questions is, one, what was your... Did you shit and then you like sat there for a second, or did you shit and then you were like, all right, bye?
Because
like,
sat there
for a second. Can you hear him chewing?
Yes. And that makes me fucking sick. That shit is disgusting. Like, I literally don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to smell it.
Can you hear the enjoyment? Is there any enjoyment?
Okay. So with my one sub, I made him start going, so do they good, to try to like trip his mind because he ha- like obviously they're like for a
second. Now are these guys jacking off while you're shitting?
If I let them.
Okay. So you good have answer. Had that.
But yeah, if I let them. But so honestly, then, like male orgasm and pleasure is never my forefront. Like that's never something I'm focused on. Mm-hmm. So even in sessions, like I don't give a fuck about you having an orgasm. If I allow it, then you're very lucky.
So we've done some videos where I ejaculate in it, and mm-hmm. the idea is never like this is a reward. It's like I'm gonna make you come to my farts, mm-hmm. you disgusting bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we kind of aim it towards
mind
that.
Altering.
So like exactly. But back to that is what I'm curious about is like, and I'm sure Jay's been there before too. Is as a man, sometimes you jerk off to something you're not proud of. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like I've jerked off to, unfortunately, a scat video before and been like in the moment when I'm fucking this horny, you know what I mean, or whatever the fuck it is, I'm sitting there like, yeah, yeah. And then as soon as I come, I'm like, turn it off, turn it off, turn it, delete the history, delete it. You know what I mean? I'm like, get it out of here. So I'm curious if you shit on a guy's face and there's shit in his mouth and he's jacking off, as soon as he comes, is he like, get it out of here, you know what I mean?
No, that hasn't been my experience, but that's been like with them, but that's been my experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll immediately have a dom drop and I'm like, oh my fucking God, bro, I gotta go. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what the fuck did I just do? Why am I doing this? Like, this is so awful. Like,
can I ask how much you would get paid for a dom drop? Like, what's like the going? What was the first rate that you got paid where you were like, fine, I'll shit on you?
The first time that I ever shit on somebody, he offered me $10,000.
Okay. Because that's what we got, or that's what Scarlett got offered around for shitting on somebody's face.
Pause. So did you do it?
No. Now we're talking like Scarlett's like fresh, like a month into it. You know what I mean? So like she was already nervous about being on the internet, you know, let alone meeting up with a random man with poop on his face. You know what I mean?
It's a lot. It's intense.
Yeah. And like she said, she's a shy pooper, so it would be tough in general.
It would be really tough. Mm-hmm. Like I'm shy in general. And then throw poop into the mix? No, I don't think it would happen.
It'd be tough quicker to crack. Scared.
That's me too, because I'm shy, and I'm like, that was my reaction. I'm like, oh my fucking God. But at the time, when I first did my SCA session, I was a dancer. So it was like, it's just a different mindset. And I was already there in the mindset, so I was like, okay, well, fuck it, I'll do it. But now being a dom, and they're like, can you shit on me?
Are you a good dancer? Someone?
I'll suck my own dick. I was in great fucking shape. I was getting paid hella money. Like I did great.
I'll suck my own dick. That was the first I heard that one. I'll suck my own dick, you know? Shit.
I can't.
Yep.
Yeah, I was never like super crazy on the pole, but that was fucking funny. I definitely caught that.
It's some fun stuff. Yeah, no shot. You know, maybe back in the day.
No.
Right.
You know? Still no.
What? Still back no. When I was like 130 pounds.
That doesn't mean you can get on a pole and dance.
Back in 2021?
It's honestly so much.
Like, when I was 21?
I was going to say 2021. I don't think so.
I was still
dude.
Pretty thick then. You know what I'm saying?
Were you strong? I mean, like, that's
no.
really. Like,
he was literally.
No, I was a fucking.
Like
I looked crackhead.
From SpongeBob, where he turns and he disappears.
She young. I don't know if she knows SpongeBob.
From that to.
What do you mean?
What's
everyone
that?
Knows SpongeBob. Like little kids know SpongeBob.
Fucking nine
How
missed
old
calls
I am.
From spam.
Right.
Literally.
That's my question.
I'm 24. I'm about literally.
You're 24.
I'm about to
That's
turn
saying, bro.
25. Like, bro, you are. You're literally not even that old. Like, what are you talking about? All day he's like, oh yeah, when I back in the day. Da da da. I'm like,
you're back in the.
Wait,
you're
so
literally like 30. Like, what are you talking about?
Dax, what's your experience with that? Because I find that a lot of
my experience with what
a lot of people, a lot of younger people, like. I'll say the same thing. I'll be like, I'm so old. Mm-hmm. And a lot of younger people will be like, you're not old. You're not. And I'm like, are younger people just nice? Like,
fact.
Just,
probably.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I like the compliments. I go in the mirror. I'll tell you I'm old right now. I got like 70,000 grays. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're not even old.
Bro, you look like you. This is you.
Yeah, I look like Eminem.
You look like you did drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like,
I didn't.
He was on ADHD medicine.
Yeah, I was on Vyvanse like, for 15 years.
Yeah, bro.
Like the highest dose you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it
I
was
look
terrible.
In this shit.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
And
oh, sorry. Here you go.
That's okay. You can see.
You know. On top of that, he did do drugs.
Yeah, that's facts.
Okay, well,
that's facts. You know, right. So that's like high school.
Not
mate.
Hard drugs. But
not hard drugs. Yeah, I just
party
did like
drugs.
Like I would go to like a music festival and drop acid or fucking take mushrooms or
I love psychedelics,
ecstasy or whatever. Mm. You know, I can tell you some crazy fucking mushroom stories, bro. Some
no one cares.
Crazy shit. Yeah, you ever see Adventure Time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying how old you are.
Yeah. Picking at it.
Yeah. Now, you know the Ice King?
No, okay, I didn't watch it like that.
Damn.
See, I don't know who that is either, though.
So the Ice King is actually the same voice actor as SpongeBob. And basically, I just, when I was on mushrooms, he was like chasing me around, talking to me and like whispering in my ear and shit.
Oh,
and I was like,
God,
bro,
that's so scary.
I like way overdosed on mushrooms. I took like a ridiculous amount. And like he was having full conversations with me. And I ran away into the woods to try and get away from him. And my we had chaperones with us who like weren't tripping to take care of us, and he was like, bro, you ran so fast in that woods, like I could not keep up.
You were out.
Yeah, he's like, bro, you were gone, like you were sitting there and then all of a sudden you were yelling at somebody behind you and you just dip. It was crazy. It was mad.
Go
Maddie.
Away
it
go
was crazy
away.
Yeah, I was like, leave me alone, and I like fucking opened the door and just ran out the crib, and he was like, come back. I was just gone. Yeah,
that's nuts. I never took mushrooms nuts. Like that, but I did a lot of acid and took a lot of Molly, like
same yeah. Did you parachute
acid's
it?
Fun.
Did you parachute Molly?
What's that mean?
Parachute Molly is, so like there's a couple of ways of doing Molly. One, you can just put on your tongue, but Molly tastes horrendous. So like,
oh, well, you take
parachuting
caps.
Is you take like, yeah, you can cap it. So you can put it in a cap and eat it.
Yeah,
you can parachute
I feel like that's usually how people do
put
it.
Put it into like a napkin or a tissue, essentially. Nar. You put it in and then you tie it and then you swallow it. And that's parachuting it.
Nar.
No, I'm pretty
what
sure.
What were you pointing
anytime.
At? Did you want the vape?
No, like, I was like, I could barely hear you. So I was like,
you
want to
hit the vape?
Closer. No, I don't want to hit the vape.
I'm all right, I'm just saying, man.
I'm vape clean. Yeah. Vape free.
You know?
Thanks for the hospitality.
Put it in caps. Like, we would do like sass, and we would. That was disgusting.
Sass
would
snort.
Oh, I never snorted it.
What?
No.
Yeah, you snorted sass. Have you ever done salvia?
No.
Bro.
Nah.
Let me tell you about salvia. Salvia. Salvia was the craziest thing I've ever done in my entire life to this day, period. Nothing touches it. And salvia was literally, we walked in and bought it from a store. Like, it's completely legal.
It was legal,
like,
yeah.
So, like, I went out in the woods with my boy Mikey.
What's with you in the woods?
No, where when you were our age and you were out smoking marijuana, you would go out in the woods.
That's true.
Okay, but that's like
true.
East Coast.
I,
mean,
I did
like,
go in the woods,
yeah.
Too.
Facts.
You guys actually
we had
woods
spots.
Here.
We had spots in the woods that you would go smoke. Yeah. So anyway, we were sitting down on like a log and like we were like reading online how to do salvia. And it was like you pack the bowl and then you light the whole thing and you breathe it in and then count down from 10. I lit up the whole fucking bowl, inhaled it, counted down from 10, got to 7, and then
oh my God,
out.
It's like giving DMT.
Dropped.
Like, that's crazy.
I dropped. Now, what I can tell you from the time that I was out, all I really remember was different colors of gray shapes, squares, triangles, and circles, and just different shapes crushing me. And this was confirmed by my boy Mike, who said, while I was out, I was going like this, as if my body was being crushed by something. No. And then he said, all of a sudden, you woke up, removed all of your clothes and yelled, I'm on fire, and ran off.
I thought that was
in the
speed.
Woods. No, that was in the woods, and I stepped on a nail, fell, and then just laid down on the ground. He came over and lit up a blunt, and I smoked that blunt, and that brought me back down to earth. And I was like, well, salvia's terrible.
Yeah,
I was
like
who the
crazy.
Fuck is doing this shit? There's a that's podcast. Wild. There's an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast where this guy Ari does it on the podcast, and when he comes back, they're asking him what it was like, and he describes an entire life that he lived, like a 6-month life with like a wife and children and shit. Like, there's experiences like that across the board for salvia that are just like, it's crazy. His name's Ari Shafir. Look it up. It's wild.
Ew.
How did we get on this?
I don't know.
What happened to farts?
I literally
what
did
we become
weed
the psychedelic?
At like 29.
I did weed. Okay.
Did
that's
it.
All I did.
He did it.
You did weed? Is that what you just fucking said?
At 29.
Jay, go away.
Right.
He go away, Jay.
I'm the brown guy.
Go away.
Just on the outside.
You should right. be better than that. Yeah.
I did weed. So.
I did
last
weed.
Time I done did weed was back in 2004.
I legit have no experience with anything else. Not even alcohol. I got
I'll
drunk
tell
once.
You what.
Shut up.
I'm
your
dead
whole
ass.
Life.
Shut yeah. the fuck up. You never been drunk?
100% one time. And
okay,
again, that was probably
I don't
like
drinking, but like that's because of a horrible experience that yeah. I had. From
I think there's so like silly. So much trauma that it's just one of those things where I'm like, I can't
yeah.
zombify myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to
yeah.
be present.
Yep, that's fair.
So, but sobriety I like hanging out with people who are going wild.
Sobriety is the strongest drug anyways. So,
I mean, yeah, I don't, right. I the yeah, literally right. the closest yeah. thing I do to a drug is this and maybe my Ozempic, if you consider that a drug.
I mean, it is a
I
drug.
I mean, it is a drug, but if you consider it a class 1A drug.
Although the confidence to just get butt naked and run in the woods, I have it now, but man, mm-hmm. that would have been cool.
Yeah.
It was gnarly,
know,
bro.
So earlier right. on.
To be comfortable enough to do that is like so crazy.
It was gnarly, bro. It was gnarly. Yeah, I remember when I came to, I was like, bro, where are my clothes?
Where are my clothes?
I'm so cold. Please, give me my clothes. Yeah, she was mad funny. What time are we at right now?
Where we were supposed to be before.
So okay, 25. So we're at 25 minutes. So right. let's wrap it up soon because we still have another video to do. I'm sure Miss Aquila wants to get some sleep tonight. So
this is so crazy.
What?
Guys.
Oh, petting Snickers.
Aquila.
Fuck, did I say Aquila again? Yeah.
You did.
She's going to fucking kill me.
You did.
This is so crazy.
That's wild. Especially when the first name is the easiest.
The capital
Gia.
D.
You could just be saying Gia. You're choosing to go down this path.
No, for
I
real.
Said Miss. I'm not going to say Miss Gia. Oh, that sounds pretty cool,
Miss
too.
Gia. Well, I'm Mistress right. Gia.
Right.
I get Miss Gia a lot.
That's fair.
Yeah, but instead, you're Aquila.
Aquila.
All right. Let's stop reminding her. All right.
Real question. Have you ever gotten pink eye?
No.
From farts.
So that's a myth. You? That's a myth. And you can look it up. It's a complete falsified
myth.
You can look it up. Well, you can't. Because people don't believe me. Because it's an absolute myth is that you can get pink eye. You could, I could put my eyeball to your bare asshole and you could fart directly into my eyeball. I wouldn't get pink eye. That's not how you get pink eye.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. It's not from farts, like, but it's from bacteria.
You can Google it. And it literally says the moment a fart leaves the body, the bacteria dies. And therefore you physically can't get pink eye.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like the first thing I looked into when we got into this shit.
So I just
like,
go home and come back.
I was like, bro, am I going to have pink eye 24/7?
Ew.
Next time Jay comes over, he's got pink eye. He's like, you. I fact checked you. You're wrong.
She didn't even want to do this.
Couldn't just Google it.
Right.
See for yourself.
No.
Now that's funny. That's going to sell.
That's going to sell.
Yeah, that's going to sell. And we have had requests where people are like, can you fart in his eye? And it's just like, Jesus.
Bro, they're so chronically horny and online and have nothing to do. It's actually so fucking crazy.
But you love it.
He looks mischievous.
I do love it.
He looks like he's up to no fucking good.
You're like, oh my God. These horny people.
I love it. But, okay, so honestly, one of my kinks is to kink shame. Like when it's consensual, I'll be like, bro, literally look at what the fuck you're doing. Like, especially with toilet play, I'm like, no way you're actually going to let me shit in your mouth. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, yeah. It's like,
actually, and I genuinely feel that way, but I love it.
Is there any kinks or fetishes that you have that you get off on? A moment of silence.
Like praise kink. Definitely have a praise kink. Like, tell me I'm just of fucking best, bro.
So if you're sitting there with like a vibrator and somebody just sitting there feeding you compliments, you could come?
No, it'd probably have to be something that was like added into it.
Okay.
You know? Oh, that's actually, fine. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, maybe.
She's like, oh, that like, sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, you're just there to give me
Gia, your titties are so nice. Okay, you know? No. Oh, man. That did it.
Nor.
What got you into it to begin with?
What got me into domination? Yeah. Okay, so I was a stripper when I got into sex work. Literally, the day I turned 18, I was in the strip clubs. And this lady came into the strip club, and she had two subs on leashes.
Oh,
and I was nice. On stage when she walked in, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Never having seen anything like this, you know. And I ended up talking to her later that night, and she was like, yeah, I'll teach you things and all this shit. And I said, okay, teach me. I want to do this. And so, yeah, she taught me. She mentored me a bit. And then that was pretty much that. I had done things online, but they were like, oh, yeah, we're kinky. We like to choke and pull hair and da-da-da. But it was never like, yeah, I want you to fucking kick me in the balls as hard as you can and make me eat your shit. Like,
yeah. Right. But that was separate. You found that later, like online.
What part?
Like the whatever ball the extra kinks were.
And the shit.
No, so I found the hair pulling and the choking and whatever regular shit. That's regular shit to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I found that online before I had met the Dom. When I met the Dom, she was like, no, this is cock and ball torture and this is wedgies and this is this and that and da da da. Like, yeah.
I feel like that's crazy. Sense. Yeah, more like, I think about it.
Mm-hmm. She did like, she did MetaFet too, because we were talking earlier about sticking needles in dicks. She did that and like,
shit crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
We knew someone who liked all that.
Yeah. We had
and they would do that in public.
We had Celine on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Celine, yeah. So I think she talked about that shit.
Oh, no. Celine. No. That's the one I haven't met.
I thought that was the one that you wanted to meet, really.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
Yeah. That's facts.
Plug Mistress Celine.
Well, she's coming. She's coming back. I'm already talking with her about coming back. She's excited to come back, so. That's going to be fun. And we're going to have you back in February. So, this will be hype.
Weird. We'll have to get both Celine and I out at some time because both of us being just as sadistic and insane as we are, like,
yeah, I'd be fucked.
What will you do?
Well, it depends. I need to know like what his actual like hard limits are and what I absolutely cannot do, so then I can decide from there.
What are you doing, bro?
I don't know.
Go back to producing.
No, I just secretly setting myself up.
He's going to be a sub that day.
To try it three times.
He said, actually, I'm going to film. So,
Jesus. Anyway, is there anything I can't do? No. Make sure I can go back home.
Facts.
I'm like, I just found out that I could actually hit him. So,
yeah, that's
just
wild.
Don't hit me in the balls.
Yeah, just no ball.
No ball hit. You know, I want to have kids still. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's wrap it up there because we still have a video to do. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, you can find me on my website. It's mistressgiaakula.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's GIAAQUILA.com.
One L.
And you can find fucking everything on there, literally. I got my Twitter, all my clip stores, you know, book a session.
You can find all of her information through fetishnature.com as well. And that'll lead you straight to everything about Gia that you need to see. Also, everything will be on clipsforsale.com. Anything else to add, Scarlett?
Yeah, I have a headache.
That's fair. Well,
that's my life now.
I believe that Gia is about to give me a headache. You know what I mean?
That actually might cure my headache. I might watch.
There you go. Have at it. Yeah, that's all we've got. Until next week, till next time. We don't know who's going to be on the podcast. Who knows?
Could but be me.
We look. Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
It could be. Pizza, it could be Peter Piper picking a peck of pickled peppers.
Well, he'll pick a peck of peppers and then pickle them.
Nope. Peter Piper picked a peck of...
No.
Peter Piper picked a pepper, then pickled it.
Yeah.
There you go. Peter Piper.
That does make more sense. Yeah. I mean, you're onto something.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I don't know what any of this is.
Nobody knows. Only Peter Piper picked her.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. That's well... Facts.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks for having me out, guys.
Of course, dear. We look forward to you coming back again tomorrow. No. We look forward to having you again in February. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to all the fans and everybody later. Remember, guys, keep sniffing.